Ezekiel 36 talks about God's plan for Israel. Actually, chapter 35, Ezekiel 35:5 has an interesting line in it. It talks about the everlasting hatred that the current people that we call Muslims, that are actually the descendants of Esau and the descendants of Ishmael, would have, as they had for the children of Israel. Verse 5 of 35 says, because you have an ancient hatred, and you have shed... Now, I know that's Mount Seir, and I know that it's the Doom and Edom and all that, but it hasn't stopped. They still have that ancient hatred. I mean, really, there's very little else that can explain why teenagers, why 30-year-olds would jump out of cars with meat cleavers and hack to death 80-year-old rabbis that they've already run over with their car. That happened while we were there. I mean, what would prompt that? I mean, for a non-intoxicated, non-under-the-influence-of-drugs person to intentionally run over someone, and after they crippled them, to come up and hack them to death until they're shot to death, could only be described as an ancient hatred that really comes from, Jesus said in chapter 10 of the Gospel of John, Satan is the one who loves to kill, loves to steal, loves to destroy. He's a murderer from the beginning. There's really an amazing satanic level to the hatred that Islam has toward Israel. It can only be explained. It's not natural and it's not human. It is something beyond that, the level.